Hey, 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 this is Teen Spotlight. This is Ruby K. Welcome back. This is part two of an episode that I want to talk about, which I told you all before. If you did not listen to Boss Up is now out. Episode that I want to talk about is about like being a boss, how to feel about being a boss, taking on ownership, discipline about being a boss, and then me considering myself a boss and how it makes me feel. That's my other episode, but this episode is going to talk about being a stronger person and how people tend to believe the stronger people don't need attention, don't need love, don't need nothing. And I want to prove to people who think that the stronger person don't need those loving and nurturing things than other people have. So, before I talk about this episode really is personal to me, and also has me thinking a lot about a lot of people in my life, a lot of family members, a lot of friends or associates that I consider to be in my life or in out my life. I just want to talk about this because I am a stronger person. I put people before myself. In my last episode, Boss Up, I told you all to put yourself first, and I told you all I am working on that level, which I am doing every day to put myself first, make sure I'm happy, and make sure everything happy. But I'm the strongest person. I'm the strongest person. And I'm a strong person. I put myself like the second base. I make sure everybody else is okay. I really don't express myself. I rather hear somebody else going through something, I fix it for them than worry about myself. I make sure my friends and everybody else that's around me make sure they're happy, make sure they whatever they want to do, I'm there for them. I would get on a site if you wanted me to get on a plane or get on this, I would get with you, because I'm a strong person. And I come to believe is my zodiac sign. I'm a Cancer, and I know everybody believe in their zodiac sign or anything like that, but I do. And I'm a Cancer, and I try to make sure people around me so happy. I'm hard, very hard on myself. I make sure the mood and everything is great. And sometimes I'm tired of doing it. And it clicks in my head because my birthday is coming up. My birthday is July 15th. And, I don't know if I'm going to do the things that I want to do for my birthday. And I'm not saying that those don't stop no show, don't stop nothing or whatever. I'm not going to stop no show. But sometimes when my birthday or when an event come up or when I want to do something with people in my life, they tend to not do it with me, or they tend to have an excuse, or tend to like, oh, I can't do it. And it really irritates me and bugs me so much, because I always put myself, I always help them. And I'm not saying I'm an Indian giver. I want the same treatment. I do want the same treatment. I'm not saying that everything I do got to be, give it to me the same, give it to me. It's kind of my heart. But sometimes the kindness of people heart, who they are as a person, sometimes people pass that and don't do the same thing for them. And I'm a stronger person. People feel like if I don't smile, say I'm happy, it's a problem. People really believe that I have to be happy all the time, because I have the most powerful energy. I have the most good energy within other people. And people feel like when I am not at my best suit, they catch an attitude, or they think I should not have no feelings, or I should not express who I am. And the reason why they believe that, because I'm a strong person. And, it's not my fault that, it's no one's fault to care who they are. It's just people tend to not put themselves in someone else's shoes, or tend to not have that care the way you have that care. And you know, in life, you have to have a heart clarity. Your heart has to be clear. You have to have a clear heart and say that people are not going to be the same way you are. And it hurts. Yes, it does hurt. But people really need to understand that people who are strong always uplift the family or the friendship, need support too, need love too. And people don't understand they need that. You know, people always say, oh, I don't think this person don't care. Or he or she could be all right. No, it's not no thinking, because the people who are strong for you don't think that you're going to be okay. They make sure it's a fact that you're okay. And you know, people who are strong and people deal with depression when they are strong. You know, people always, you know, I have dealt with a depression of feeling like so down before, to the point I had to like figure out why. And I figure out, like, you know what, because every time I'm so strong, and when I'm in my weakness place, people don't tend to help me. And you know, and people who are strong, they deal with a lot of stuff. And I'm saying that now is that if you are a strong person, just like me, just like myself, if you're a strong person just like me, and if you know deep inside people don't help you, support you, and your friends and family don't do the things that you do for them, speak out. Let them know that, hey, I may be strong, but now and then, please attend my birthday for me. Attend my birthday event. Attend any event for me. Come when I need help. Come, because it don't. You may think that I got it like that because I'm so strong, but I don't have it like that. You know what I mean? People need, and if you tell people that, and if people that don't care, then that's an answer for you to make a change. You know what I mean? Make a change. Do better. You know? But if you just like me, so strong, and you know, feel like people are not there for you, it hurts. It does hurt. And it does question why. Why people just can't understand. But this is how life is, and that's how people are. But don't forget that no matter how strong you are, no matter how much you put a smile on your face and make you whatever, the way that you feel, don't think that your feelings don't matter. If it matters, don't think your happiness doesn't matter. It does matter. Everything you do, you are a person. You are a human being. You bleed. You bleed the same way that everybody else do. You breathe the same way. You cry. You be happy the same way that everybody else be happy. It's just you have thick skin. You are strong. And you are just different. But don't think that you're not a human being that has the same the things that I have listed. But I hope you all enjoy my episodes. Boss up in this episode. This episode, The Strongest Person. Hope you enjoy. Hope you all are having a nice, beautiful summer. And if you are not, I hope you all are just, you know, make sure you find yourself. If you're not doing anything, make sure you find yourself. Make sure you find what happy is the happiest thing for you. Because a lot of people, you know, can't see it, and you want to scream it out to them. But make sure you know, have fun and be young and be fun. But I hope you all enjoyed this, and see you all later. This is Ruby K. Every Friday, Ruby K. Team Spotlight. Anchor, Spotify, Apple iTunes, and hope you enjoy yourself. Bye-bye.